Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubba Boy are in the studio with me today. Also, we got Barry the Bugger. And we're definitely going to be talking about some lobster today on the show. Where's everybody else at? Where's Jerry the Diver Guy?
Barry, I don't know.
What happened? What's going on, Barry?
I don't know. He tried to call me. I was outside talking to the roofer, so yeah. I have to go back and text him, see what's going
on. Okay. All right. Well, Jerry the Diver Guy is going to join us. I thought Casey the Tobacco Nut was going to join us, too. So we'll find out what's going on with those guys. The plan was to get Pete from Scuba Board on to explain what the hell happened to him. He broke his leg in the Fiji.
Was it a manatee?
No, it was not a manatee. He stepped in a hole. He put his leg in a hole. You're not supposed to put your hand in a crack, or you might not get it back. Like when you're diving, because it could be an eel or something in there.
Okay, unless you're Captain Slade, in which case it's all cool.
Well, true, but in this particular instance, he was landlocked in Fiji. And he stepped in a hole, broke his leg.
So, that must have been one hell of a hole.
It was a big hole, I would assume, if your leg would fit in there. But didn't fit quite right because he broke his leg. So we're hoping to find out, get a first-hand report. Last Saturday, we tried to schedule this out, and he was in too much pain. So it could be he's still having some issues in that regard. But we wish him
this is all speculation
speedy
at this point.
Recovery. It is speculation, but we don't want to let, rumor and innuendo interfere with a good story.
Well, you got to be careful.
Why?
Just because.
I mean, I think as opposed to saying he stepped in a hole and broke his leg, he has to come up with a better story than that.
Yeah, I was kicking too much ass and I broke my leg.
Maybe. That could be one idea.
Onomakavisai.
I'm sorry?
Yeah.
That's Fijian for, a hole.
No, I don't think that's accurate.
I don't think that's accurate.
I don't believe it is. Not even close.
What was it? Onomatopoeia?
Onomakavisai.
No.
He was fighting off a saltwater crocodile.
Oh, really? You think that's what it was?
It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, it is.
Jerry said he'll be in about 10 minutes.
Oh, I see him on Facebook.
He's going to be late.
Greg, he just piped up on Facebook Live. He said, beer run. Plan better.
What the hell's wrong
with
him?
The show starts the same time every week.
Yeah, exactly. I can't believe it. Well, he started drinking early and kind of ran out of supplies to get him through the show.
Andy and Barney locked him up in a cell with Otis Campbell.
I don't know what that means. All I know is that would set off the alarm. Yeah, because, Taylor Swift would have something to say about that.
Yeah.
I think that's what she would say. Do you think?
Hello. Yeah.
No, she said she didn't say that. Were you not listening, Bubble Boy?
Hello.
I'm going to say yes. You were not listening because that isn't what she said at all. She
I
didn't
found
say
her lyrics very inappropriate.
You didn't? What do you mean? Yeah,
it's like a chorus of angels.
It is kind of, isn't it?
A course of confused angels.
I feel like I just had a traumatic brain injury.
What?
And now I'm hearing angels.
That is weird how that happens, Yeah, it could be that. Dropped on your head or something, for sure.
Something's coming through my headphones. It's like angels.
Weird. Anyway, so Jerry the Diver Guy going to join us after his little booze run. I mean, you do need booze to get through the show.
Let's beer, not booze.
Well, what are you guys drinking?
None of your beeswax.
Don't lie. That's not
whatever
beer.
All of your vodka.
Yeah. I think that counts as booze. That is a form of booze.
Yeah, us. But you were talking about Jerry's beer, I thought.
Why? Because I think, let's get this straight. Because Barry,
am I crazy or is beer is not booze?
I've never
booze
seen Jerry drink beer.
Beer is beer.
Yeah, I don't think he was drinking beer. I think,
Barry, he ever has.
Barry, but he said beer run.
Well, that's what Barry said.
He's on a beer run.
No, Jerry said that.
Yeah. Oh, he said that on Facebook Live.
Yes, pay attention.
No,
think, Greg. Think.
What? Oh, geez. Okay. Well, maybe he's this is just like a little pick me up. For a little later on when he hits the good stuff. Heading up to his neck of the woods here in a week or two.
Priming the pump. Are you going to get some of the moonshine?
Yeah, well, I am. I'm going up into moonshine country here.
Let the bodies
in a couple
hit
weeks.
The floor.
I'm not going to be doing any diving, so over the 4th of July, I'm heading over to Dollywood. And while I'm there, I'm going to pick up some oatmeal cookie moonshine.
That's good stuff. You wouldn't think it would
be. That's the good stuff right there.
Pick up Jerry's mail while you're there.
No. I don't think he has
mail. What truck. Mail escort?
Oh, hey, oh,
he's there so much.
Yeah,
they deliver his mail.
Well,
to
he has.
Wait
his
a minute!
Mail.
Didn't they just go out on a dive date together, and now he's going up there to see him?
They did, Barry. They did. They did indeed. Do you
Dollywood.
Miss him?
I don't think so.
You were really concerned, like when he didn't show up. You were like, "Where's Jerry?"
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, what Barry was, you mean?
No, you were.
No, well, you were.
I know you are, but what am I?
Quit it.
I know you are.
I was just...
I'm rubber, you're glue.
I was...
you're goo.
Counting on him being here. I just thought he was going to be here. Casey, the tobacco nut, said he was going to be on the show today, too. And where is he at?
I'm just wondering. Your guess is as good as mine.
You know, Barry...
Doesn't he have a smoke shop to run?
I don't I think
no.
He has priorities, so he, you know, joining us is a much higher priority.
Usually does it
running a business.
He double dips, doesn't he? Usually call in as he's
smoking sticks.
Yeah,
then he might even smoke a cigar. Anyway, so I was counting on both of them being in here today, and
well, damn it, we're just going to have to make up for
it. And then Pete blew us off too, but Pete has an excuse.
He may have injured himself again.
You think?
You don't think they're on some other show?
Well, he does
show,
have.
Do
he has two legs, so maybe he broke the other one. You know,
that's not funny. Why am I laughing?
I don't know.
Up in Jersey, they say you're swimming with the fishes, but with Pete, they say you're swimming with the manatees.
Yeah, she didn't like that. Anyway, so we do have some diving news and information to navigate today.
Oh!
What?
Great.
Oh, that's all. I thought you had a comment. You just wanted to...
I'm excited about the news and information.
Okay. Well, coming
about
up...
time that started.
Big Wave Dave is going to check in from Giant Stadium. He's at the 20-yard line.
Wow.
Goal to goal. Or was it first and goal, I think. Yeah. No? No, that would have to be 10 and less, wouldn't it?
Pole to pole.
No, pole to pole, not pole to hole. I forget what
that's
it
is. That's a golf. We're talking about golf.
He
right?
has the Go Dive Now pool on the 20-yard line in Giant Stadium today, and we're going to check in with him live. Also, we're going to get an update on the History of Diving Museum down in Isla Mirada, Florida. That's going on. And, of course, which brings me back to Barry the Bugger, we get an update from Steve Delavera about
Vinny Bugger. Just showed up, boss.
Vinny, where is he? I don't see him. Vinny
well,
Two Tanks?
I see him.
You see him.
We don't see
I
him.
I don't see him,
end.
But I hear him.
You hear him. Okay. Well, we'll have to, you know, he's playing hard to get, you know, because he wants to tease Barry a little bit when he first shows up online.
That's weird.
That's why you can't see Barry on our Facebook Live stream. We did, you know, for legal reasons and just, you know, being good stewards. Of people's eye sockets, you know, and their vision. You know, because once you see this, you can't unsee it. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Yeah.
Eloquently put.
Thank you.
Their eye sockets.
It's what I do. It's what I do as a radio broadcaster.
Really just painting a picture with words.
Well, it's a disturbing picture. And that's why we want to spare
it sure
our
is,
Facebook
Bill.
Live viewers. That you only get to see me, CJ, and Bubble Boy. So you get a three-way of those folks.
As if that wasn't enough.
Oof. and which goes back to why
you can't really see. Now I can sort of see your shoulder.
Well, now you can.
I have to
lean in.
You're sort of hidden.
Yeah. Well, it's just
like a bird's eye view.
You think?
It's like a little sparrow was perched on top of your equipment rack, looking down, going, "What can I poop on?"
I don't think that's accurate.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, okay. We'll go with that.
Or fly on the wall.
All right. Well, we do
fly in the ointment.
Everybody checking in on Facebook Live, regardless of the fact that they are looking at us and probably going,
"Oh, hey, Dr. Doug.
Just threw up a little in my mouth."
Dr. Doug's on Facebook.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. See, we appreciate all that stuff. And we got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer, and Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Terek is the best, most intuitive, and reliable wristwatch-sized dive computer on the market. Check it out in the entire line at Shearwater.com. Shearwater. Dive computers for demanding divers.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Mon nom est Julie et je suis une plongeuse de Saint-Barth. Ok, for my American fan, my name is Julie and I'm a diver from Saint-Barth. J'aime énormément la scuba radio. I love scuba radio. Et spécialement, what's your name again?
Greg, the
diver. And especially Greg, the, how would you say, dive master.
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir?
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi?
Yeah, 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 yeah. Feel it, mama.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubble Boy are in the studio today. We are also on Facebook Live, and I see Keith has already chimed in and saying, hey, listening to your show, I could use a beer. So we're driving them to drink. What are we drinking, boys?
Añejo.
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 Yeah, there you go. So yeah, we're picking up cues from Taylor Swift.
That was not bad for no rehearsal.
If you're tone deaf and absolutely crazy, you would enjoy that immensely.
Maybe.
Maybe. Barry the Bugger did, I believe. Is that right, Barry? Didn't you?
What?
Okay. Yeah.
There was one?
Yeah.
Oh, do I have to wake up again?
Yeah, it sound mute. All right. Vinny Two Tanks is with us, though, from the left coast. And, you know, he's in kind of like
two times, fool.
Music City. Vinny, how are you, buddy?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. What have you been up to? You been diving it all out there in California or what? Or no?
No, I'm kind of busy during the summer season with work.
Okay.
Come on, Greg.
What do you mean?
I have a job.
You know he's busy.
Yeah, yes, okay. That does get in the way of our diving
Greg
fun.
Does not know that three-letter word.
Kelp?
Three-letter word.
That would be a four-letter word, CJ. Kelp.
What did you say you had, Vinny?
What do you mean?
What do you
did
mean?
He have?
What do you have?
A nub?
He said work, I think.
Oh, I said job, yeah.
He said job.
Oh, you're right. I said work. I said work.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Mr. 12-Pack just showed up.
Ah, Jerry the Diver Guy. I'd recognize that sound anywhere.
What's going on?
We should do a countdown, Jerry, when you get 11, 10, 9.
Oh.
No, that would take too long.
No,
we don't have time for that.
Beer would be hot by then.
Yeah, good point. Or waste perfectly good beer by making it warm.
They have refrigeration up there?
No. He's up in the mountains of Virginia.
Cooler?
We don't need no stinking refrigeration.
Yeah, they're up there. It's like 30 below up there.
I don't think that's accurate.
He's kind of like looks like the abominable snowman right now, even though it's middle
summer.
Of June. Yeah,
they have cold streams up there.
Yeah, it's like
just like the Rockies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see,
but we're in the Appalachian.
Yeah, yeah. They don't have heat.
You don't hear the banjos?
What the hell is wrong with these people?
They also right. don't take kindly to strangers.
Right, no, that's over in West Virginia.
I got something we got to go look for, boys, is diving enthusiasts. And you tell me if you're on board with this. I got a news report that they have renovated or, I don't know.
Refurbished?
Okay, we'll go with that. Bruce. Bruce, the original shark from Jaws.
Why?
Oh, yeah.
Just for fun?
Well, I guess.
You know, they used to have one of those. Do you remember at Universal?
They did, yes.
Universal Studios here in Orlando until they got rid of it.
Right.
Like, what,
they don't have the shark
ago?
Ride there anymore?
No,
they got rid of that years ago.
They still run the commercial.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
No, it's wrong.
I've seen a Universal
False.
Commercial.
Wrong.
And
you're watching your VHR. Or VR.
VHR.
Okay. He's watching VCR. Beta.
your video home recorder.
VHS?
Yeah, we'll go with that. Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe a beta.
They're going to put Bruce on display at a new museum after he's been fully transformed by the owner.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'd think... that'd be kind of something cool to say that you went and saw.
Where's it going to be?
Well, I'm looking. It's at the Academy Museum. It was previously displayed at a junkyard. So this is definitely an upgrade.
A junkyard.
Wow.
Well, you got your hubcaps over here.
And I'm looking at where the
sheet metal.
Yeah.
And
here's
the shark from Jaws.
Here's the impossible exploding scuba tank.
It's going to open sometime, or the exhibit featuring Bruce is going to be open sometime February 2020.
We have where it was previously.
Well, the Academy Museum.
Which is where.
And thanks for that important dive news, Greg.
I'm guessing it's out there by Vinny out in California someplace, but I'm guessing...
It doesn't say in the article where the hell this place is?
Well, it's motion, the Academy of... motion picture kind of thing.
Does it mention anything about Canada banning the import and export of shark fins this week?
What does that have to do with
Canada.
Yeah. So what are you saying there, Bubble Boy? What about it?
We're talking about a shark.
Right.
So are they going to ban Bruce?
He's not.
The Academy Museum of Motion Pictures is located in Los Angeles, California.
Yes.
Thank you, Barry.
Duh.
6067 Wilshire Boulevard, Los Angeles.
What have I
below
been,
36.
What have I been saying for the last 5-6 minutes?
That you didn't know.
All right.
Wrong!
I'll mute myself. They're banging on the roof again.
Who's banging on the roof?
The roofers.
Oh, my God. In broad daylight?
Roof. Rested.
He has a couple up there making a bunch of racket. That's not appropriate.
What the hell?
you forgot to press that button for the last 10 minutes.
That's what happens when you show up late. Yeah. Sorry.
Taylor Swift? Dear God.
Your hero. You know, she has a video for that new song.
That was amazing.
And I think it was Jerry the Diver guy that was on stage dressed up as Taylor Swift. I think that was Jerry.
Huh.
Yeah. Just saying. Go watch the video.
What dream are you in?
Huh? Excuse me?
What dream is this? Are you in?
What dream?
Did he say dream?
Dream.
Dream.
It's not a dream.
You're in La La Land again.
Nah, it's more of a fuzzy flashback kind of thing. Yeah, but I could have
sworn. Too much information.
I didn't see Jerry, you know.
Who was Fuzzy? You or Jerry?
I forget who played that role. Anyway, let's go see Bruce. Is everybody in? I mean, when they open this exhibit at the Academy Museum, would you want to go see that?
Was already in the area, maybe, I wouldn't make a special trip.
If you're out there, say, for the scuba show, wouldn't that be a nice side trip as a diver to see the original?
They should wheel him over to the scuba show.
Ooh, that's a good idea. That'd be kind of
display
neat.
Him there.
Yeah. I mean,
I bet that Mark Young could get that done.
He probably could. He knows people.
Put him in Big Wave Dave's pool.
Yes! Oh, my God! So many great ideas!
Well, you know, they can't do that with the original Bruce, but maybe the one they trashed after the Universal ride.
Why can't they do that with this one?
Like Bruce 2.
Why can't they put this one in the water?
Because they refurbished it. So you're saying it's good to go, and it should go back in the water and start swimming around?
I don't know!
Oh, brother. I don't know what to say after that.
Why would a shark be in the water?
Start drinking! More coming up.
All I can say is 1.5 hours.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
World's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubble Boy are with me in the studio, as you can plainly see on Facebook Live today. Also, we have Barry the Bugger, and we're going to be talking about lobsters a little bit later on the big show today. Vinny Two Tanks out there on the left coast, and Jerry the Diver Guy in the mountains of Virginia. So we got a full crew, and it's good that we basically have a show full of dudes, because CJ, in particular, has a question about proper dive fashion. Is that right, CJ?
Sorta.
Yeah. And your question is, amongst these fashion plates of the dive industry, you would like to know what exactly?
Where? Oh, you.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry. Oh, yeah. We're going to Bugfest. Right. My next diving, you're going to dive before that, but my next diving will be down there for Lauderdale by the Sea for Bugfest in July.
Right.
And I was just doing a little mental inventory, and I realized I need a new rash guard.
You need it. What'd you do with your old one?
I still have it. It's just a little big.
Oh,
he lost a lot of weight.
He did.
He's all muscular now.
So I need a new rash guard, and I almost pulled the trigger on buying one online, but I wanted to ask you, can you trust the sizing? Have you ever bought one online, or should I go somewhere and, you know, try one on first? Or,
well, were you going for the loose, look, or the, you know, Barry's preference, like the Aquaman thing?
Pantyhose?
Sorry?
Yeah, hello?
I want it to fit. I don't want it to be super tight, but I don't want it to be super loose.
Like, you don't want to probably show off your rippling muscles?
Probably long sleeve, you know, just...
Yeah, not tight enough to know that people were watching you to know that you happen to be aroused.
We're not talking about Greg's crotch strap, are we?
He's speechless.
You mean the strop?
The strop. The crotch strop.
So should I just go ahead and buy one online, or should I wait and go somewhere and try one on?
All right, good question. Let's talk about it. Let's mull this one over and see if we can properly clothe CJ and the proper dive attire. That's it. Next on the world of the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This
is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
I didn't know this about you, Summer, that you are in your time off. You're a scuba diver.
Yeah, since I'm 10.
Since you're 10, but like you...
And I'm 50. No. I was diving before you were born.
And I am going up.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubba Boy are in the studio. Vinny Two Tanks, Barry the Bugger.
Here.
And Jerry the Diver Guy. Here together to basically clothe CJ properly when he's underwater. He's looking for a rash guard. He doesn't know. He's asking guys that have absolutely no fashion sense whatsoever.
Well, my previous one that I bought, yeah. I was at a big outdoor chain store.
Right.
And so I could just, I like this one. This is cool. I try it on.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it'd be much easier and quicker if I just go online and order one, have it shipped right to my house.
Could I offer my opinion?
Please. That's why we're asking.
No. For clothing, rash guards, stuff like that, you should go and try it on and just buy it there. That way you're helping keeping those businesses in business. Some things you can order online that don't require you to try them on.
Well, you can always go try it on and say, hey, Jerry, order that for me.
Now I'm really confused. Why? Why would he have you do this, Jerry?
Because he's supporting my business. Duh.
I can get it through Mountain Divers.
Get like a branded rash guard. Do you even have those, Jerry?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you do. You never sent me one. Bastard.
He has a new computer every other week. Go play the music, Jerry.
Oh, what are you saying?
More importantly, Jerry, are they stain resistant?
Yes.
Oh, there you
go. Depends on how you wear them.
You have to stay away from the jellyfish.
Okay, well, who's playing the banjo? Can we please stop that?
Disturbing.
That is very distracting. Has nothing to do with what we're talking about,
Is
proper dive apparel when you're underwater. Now, I'll tell you, you can go with the rash guard thing, which is very popular during the summer months, especially
now. Yeah, because it's going to be warm. I'm not wearing it for warmth. I'm just wearing it so I don't...
Last
year, I got rubbed up against, we're down there, down and dirty, looking for the lobsters.
Mm-hmm. You don't want to be
naked.
And
I rubbed up against, remember I got that stuff on my neck? I hit some kind of fire coral or something?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's a skin tag.
You want a little protection.
So you had a redneck?
With a skin or something. Now, like on the last trip I went to Maserat and Sabah, I wore a front zippered shorty, which was very convenient. I hadn't worn that thing in years.
Was it chilly? Like it.
No, it really didn't provide much warmth at all, but it was more of like a lycra skin. It was actually like a polar tech kind of material.
You look like a penguin walking around.
What are you talking about?
Let me know when they have a back zippered shorty.
Yeah, I look like a very attractive penguin walking around. Thank you. As the room gets very awkward.
Chilly Willy.
But anyway, I was wearing it not for warmth. I was wearing it for, like you said, a little bit of, protection. Chafing from the straps on your BC.
Chafing?
Yeah, I was wearing a crotch strap.
Or chafing.
Yes.
He didn't want to get rubbed by his crotch strap.
Yeah, the crotch strap thing.
We have a new word, Bubble.
Yes.
Chafing.
Chafing.
Yeah. And when you're chafing in the morning... If you do it properly. Oh, you guys. I tell you what. You are a mess.
We can't let you get away with that.
Why?
Woo!
It wasn't that funny.
You should support local businesses, CJ.
I got you.
That's my attitude. Support your local dive shop.
All right. So go buy a rash guard locally.
Better yet, support your friend's dive shop. That's even better.
I can't try it on there, though.
That's why I told you to go to your local dive shop, try it on, and then I'll order it for you.
Well, Jerry will offer free shipping return if you need to, right?
Sure.
He's like, oh, hell no. There'll be a restocking fee, you name it, it'll all be there.
I usually point out that picture on the wall. No returns.
What's your size, CJ?
Medium, I think.
Okay.
You think?
Okay. Medium, okay. Short.
All right. You got a color preference? Yeah, you know, well, some accent, your cheekbones, something like that.
Cheekbones. You know? It's not a. It's not shorts.
What do you mean?
No. It's just a. It's a shirt.
Right. So what color?
Why would my cheeks neither
fuchsia?
No, I'm just saying. I mean, if you're going to get something new, you want to get something that you feel comfortable in that makes you feel
you
more
be stylish.
Where did the cheeks come into this?
I'm just saying. I mean, I don't know what
you want to protect your cheeks.
What
which
you feel,
cheeks are you talking
have you,
about?
Have you, did you hit your head this morning?
I may have suffered a traumatic brain injury. Very possible.
Just get a pair of bicycle shorts and a Wonder Bra.
So that's what Bubble Boy is
no
wearing.
Help at all. No.
It's just
it works.
Ridiculous.
Oh, brother.
No.
Anything I can get.
Why did I even ask?
Yeah.
Greg, well, don't you have any rash guards in the vault?
In your junk pile?
I have a lot of wetsuits. I don't have a lot of rash guards, actually. You know what I'll do? I'll just
you need
go
a wetsuit, too, if you really.
You know, when it comes to rash guards.
I might have to get one of those for Grenada.
Well, when it comes to rash guards, though, you can get those at any store. You can go into Walmart and get one of those, like, dry fit type shirts. Yeah. It's the same type of stuff.
Same thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, like, Greg is saying is the shirts that they make, those wick-free shirts, right. They're like rash guards.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I was thinking of that.
It's the same material.
You can get something cheap at Walmart even these days.
I guess
that.
I might go to Walmart tomorrow. Yeah. I think you said support my local dive shop. Now you're sending me to Walmart.
Well, I mean,
I didn't tell you to do that.
That goes against what Barry said.
Well, rash guard isn't necessarily a dive piece of clothing. It's a more of a outdoor wear surfer type of thing. Wetsuit is when I'd say, you want to go, to a dive shop. But a rash guard, not necessarily. Some of them, they may not even sell them there. It depends on the place, right?
Very disheartening.
Yeah, they have the most dive shops have some kind of rash guard with diving logos on.
Well, that is, it is possible. But I'm saying, if you go to Walmart.
I think I'm going to just, I'll go to a dive shop.
Run down to your local superstore dive shop.
Greg, you know which one I'm talking about.
What, Walmart?
By me.
Well, if you go to Walmart, you get one, Iron Man dive shop.
You have Diver Supply, Divers Direct,
right.
All those places got those in stock.
You could do that. But I'm just saying, you got a lot of options. It just depends on what you
I do want to try it on, I think, though.
You want to try it on and make sure it fits.
Too big or too small.
Yeah, the trick with a rash guard, though, like I said, you either go for that skin-tight look, or you go for the loose kind of, drapey.
Probably looser, but the one I have now is, like, insanely loose.
Yeah. Yeah,
If it's insanely loose, couldn't you get the little, what do they call the
critters
little,
inside them?
Jellyfish. Yeah, inside them, swimming around. Where
sea lice.
Another reason to get one.
Earwig. Sea lice.
Sea lice are the...
Sea lice, that's it.
I said that. Sea lice. So I tell you what,
we have 1 hour and 15 minutes.
Taylor Swift's going to call us up, and I think she's going to hire us to stay far, far away.
Yep.
Just saying. Anyway, so a rash guard. You could go that route. You could go with a skin. I mean, if you're going to wear it for protection, why not get a lycra skin, a full body suit? You don't want to wear that.
Look like
and I've said this
Spider-Man.
Before.
I knew it.
What?
You always go there, Craig. The bodysuit.
No, it's called a lycra suit. That was the first piece of dive apparel I ever bought when I got certified.
He was into aerobics heavy in the 80s.
See, you don't
wait,
know.
You purchased,
sweating to the oldies.
You purchased something?
Yeah, when I first got certified as a diver, the first piece of clothing I bought for diving was a lycra skin.
I didn't need a wetsuit. I'm just going to, for summer, I'm just going
to
go board shorts, swim trunks.
I just need
something
CJ.
On top,
You're going to free ball it.
If you want to put it that way.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, that is one approach, but just be aware. There are some downsides to going that approach if you're a diver.
Free
you know this, right?
Balling.
Not if you have good buoyancy control.
No, it has nothing to do with buoyancy, because if you're going with just board shorts and a shirt, stuff can get up in there. Those sea lice, they love those warm
I've
places.
Never had that problem.
You
He's
just
not diving in the Amazon.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Sea lice are right here off the coast of Florida. The jellyfish.
Now
in the
you're
summertime.
Making me think I need to just buy an all new
that's
full,
why people
full
wear,
wetsuit.
That's why people wear skins, lycra skins. It's just for protection from you know, the water.
That may be
elements.
The way to go.
Maybe a slight scrape might protect you a little as well. What? Now, you know, a long time ago, I was in the Cayman Islands, and we went on a night dive, and the dive instructor gave a briefing and said, guys in board shorts, be careful. The octopus on these night dives like it. To get to warm places.
Scrotopus.
Yes.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Scrotopus.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
There's been some articles on the web lately about how certain chemicals in sunscreens are bad for you, the environment, and are killing coral. A lot of it is overhyped marketing propaganda. Just know, Reef Safe Sunscreen by Tropical Seas has been independently tested and scientifically proven to protect you from the sun and not harm ocean inhabitants or the reefs. Since 1995, over $500,000 has been spent in testing to prove what it says it is, Reef Safe. Can other sun care companies claim this level of commitment to back up their claims? Not likely. For ReefSafe, it's not about the ingredients as much as how they work together to create a waterproof sunscreen molecule that forms a breathable film on your skin. Plus, ReefSafe biodegrades before creating issues for marine life and the coral we all want to enjoy and protect. Go with the original. ReefSafe. For more info, go to ReefSafeSun.com.
Protect the sea and you and me. ReefSafeSun.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
The Florida Keys offers many underwater attractions. However, one of those is uniquely land-based at the History of Diving Museum in Isla Mirada, Florida. The History of Diving Museum focuses on man's quest to explore under the sea and is home to one of the largest collections of historic diving equipment in the world. Immerse yourself in a free series of diving presentations and programs every month. Plan your visit now at divingmuseum.org. The History of Diving Museum is brought to you by the Monroe County Tourist Development Council. Mile marker 83, Isla Mirada, Florida Keys.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Jackie and Peter are fun. They go to concerts. They are both getting their scuba licenses.
Hey, don't like scuba people.
Uh-huh.
I'm a dry land guy.
I know how you feel about fish people.
No, fish people are the worst, okay?
Scuba, scuba.
I think you should give it to me.
Scuba, scuba.
What?
Scuba boy, won't you take me there too?
You know, baby.
Scuba boy, won't you take me there too?
Come to the party.
Scuba boy.
I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubble Boy are in the studio. Jerry the Diver Guy, Vinny Two Tanks, and Barry the Bugger rounding out the crew online. Also, now coming to us live from the 20-yard line at Giant Stadium, I believe, is Big Wave Dave. Dave, come in. How are you, buddy? Dave? Dave's not there.
We don't get arrested.
Oh, there he is.
MetLife Stadium, home to the Giants and the Jets.
Home to the Giants and the Jets. Oh, okay. MetLife, you got to make sure you say that properly. Otherwise,
yeah.
people show up in black suits and come after you or something. All right, so Dave, why are you set up with the Go Dive Now pool on the 20-yard line at the stadium there in New York City or New York?
Well, this weekend they have the Quest, basically Network Health Expo this weekend, where people out here learning about good health and checking out different things, and one of them being the best thing in the world, scuba diving.
There you go. Now, what are they wearing? CJ would like to know. Are they
don't put words in my
board
mouth.
Shorts, or are they wearing rash guards, skins?
Well, in the pool, a lot of them, because they didn't know about it, they wearing our wetsuits that we carry, courtesy of Henderson, Head, okay. Mares, Pinnacle.
And these are like shorties, I assume? Right?
Oh, yeah. The water's like 89 degrees. So if they don't have a swimsuit, that's their cover up.
Mm-hmm. See, that's the plus of going with the wetsuit thing, CJ. You don't even have to wear board shorts. Who would know?
Yeah, put on your Daisy Dukes.
So, Dave, he can go free balling?
Well, I mean, I don't know if technically that's not the same. However, he wouldn't have any kind of like, what, panty lines?
Maybe I should just get like a really light wetsuit.
Maybe. That could be, these are three.
Get a rash guard.
Well, that's what he's debating, whether he goes rash guard or skin or a shorty. Like
really,
the shorties.
I really need both, probably.
Actually, what I like the best is Lava Corps.
Lava Corps, you're right. That's kind of like a hybrid between a skin and a wetsuit, CJ. So there you
Lava
go.
Lava
Corps? Lava Corps.
What is
Oceanic
that, like a
makes them. Yeah. It's
roughly, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a polar fleece kind of thing. Like I was telling you, I wore something similar to that. No, it's actually just real like skin type of material that does have some warming properties
to it. It's actually closer to a 3 mil, but gives you lots of sun protection.
Yeah. See?
That sounds
big
too
wave
much.
Dave knows. No, it's not.
Added really buoyancy. We had a great weekend. We probably ran through about a couple hundred people today. We're just
excellent.
Closing things up for the day because this place ends at 4 and back tomorrow at 10.
Okay. And you can check his entire schedule out at godivenow.com and find out where Big Wave Dave's going to be. But you've been traveling a lot lately leading up to this. So where have you been and where are you going next there, Dave?
Well, I just did a couple events in South Texas, one in Galveston, one in Houston, and here. And I'm going to take about a week break, and then I head down to Tampa for SharkCon.
Oh, yeah.
And then up at the Pittsburgh to the Zoo Aquarium.
All right, that sounds good. Now, yeah, SharkCon, unfortunately, I can't be there for that again this year because we're going to be in Dominica for Dive Fest, so I have a conflict, but you're going to go hang there. You know, we were talking about they've just, they're working on a refurbishment of Bruce, the original shark that was used.
You know, you can tell your listeners, coming out to SharkCon, it's a great weekend. Going to be lots of celebrities, one of them being me.
Of course, yeah. Well, there's that. So don't let that scare you away. Is that what you're saying or what?
Yeah. Man, it's a cool show. There's a lot of cool stuff going on. All about shark conservation.
Absolutely. Yeah. What was the character that their movie that you guys are saying, Scrotopus, might show?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a movie, isn't there? Called
No, there's no movie.
I think there could be. They could have the actors.
Scrotopus is very shy.
Scrotopus,
I'm not sure.
It only comes out at night.
Anyway, Big Wave Dave, all right, thank you so much, buddy. I'll let you continue your, your packing up because I know you're distracted. So we'll let you go. GoDiveNow.com. You have a good one, all right, my friend?
Yep. Tell your friends to say hi when I come on out.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, go out there. Talk to him. He'll put you in the pool. And if you want to wear...
Tell him the guys from Scuba Radio sent you.
Yeah, the big question you have when you go out and dive at the Go Down Now pool is what are you going to wear? You going to wear the wetsuit?
Here's what I might.
Guard or what?
I found something online. It's a 0.5 mil rear zip full steamer wetsuit.
Full steamer?
It says full steamer.
Mm.
That's what it says.
What website are you looking
Divers
at?
Divers Direct.
Oh, okay. Just wanted to be careful.
Yeah. I like the front zips better. It's so much
I do
easier
too.
To get in and out.
The back zip is very much a surfer kind of thing, but the front zipper
is my
very
old
convenient.
One has a back zip, and it's a pain in the ass.
Yeah. The front zippers are actually a little harder to find a lot of times at the stores. The
Divers Direct should have them. They might
have them there. But, I mean, you can find them. They're definitely out there, but they're a little bit more unique because, you know, the surfers have taken over the world. And so they have a tendency.
I don't think that's accurate.
They do. When it comes to the shorties, especially, they all want these back zippers because the surfers, you know, they don't want anything on the front because they're laying on their stomach.
That one's cool.
That's why you have the zipper in the back. Back me up on that, Barry the Bugger, right?
Yeah. I didn't know that. No, but it makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense because it's cool. The truth.
Wow, easy.
They have to look
easy,
cool.
Easy.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, they don't want to lay down on a zipper. Yeah, leave marks all over them. So, you know, anyway, enough about clothing. We are going to talk to Simon, we hope, from Dominica, get a little preview of that. Bug Fest in Fort Lauderdale, and all kinds of extra fun stuff coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Each little slug here, cutting a rug here, under the sea. Each little snail here, know how to whale here. That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we in love here, down in the mud here, under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.